Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission. And it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't connected with Aaron yet. But, you know, he's obviously been through this, and, you know, he's a pro. And I think it's, you know, it's certainly this is something that is a long-term decision. I think when you go through kind of the way things went tonight, you kind of you ran the short term and the long term, and the way the board fell, just this was the best decision for the Packers. But I think, you know, obviously Aaron's been around for a long time, and he knows what we're playing for right now. So that's what's most important right now.
He made that crap up.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, no, I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure he understands. He's been through it.
Wow. Yeah, and the headline should read Forbidden Love in Green Bay.
Oh.
Because the Packers just invited trouble to the party. And, Mully, I don't know how Aaron Rodgers is going to respond. He might end up being the ideal mentor and embrace this.
Sure.
As much as people think he's going to resist it. But I do know when he says Aaron has been through this before, Aaron's previous experience was Brett Favre saying shortly after he was drafted in the first round, it's not my job to develop a quarterback. So how do you think he's going to take that?
You know, I got to tell you, we know who Aaron Rodgers is, and we know how he responds to things, and we know that he really needs a weapon. He needs more help. He could use another tackle, and he certainly needs wide receivers. We know that. But I think having been through that, wouldn't that inform how you – I mean, he doesn't have a relationship, right? Him and Favre, that was a rough thing for him. That was not fun. I would hope that he would not want to pass that along, right? I mean, I would hope that he would hope himself to kind of end that cycle. But, I can't imagine he was elated at that idea. And, again, they also gave up a fourth-round pick to move up and make that pick. So it's like another weapon he's not going to have in the fourth round.
That's the thing when you hear Gutekunst say, well, that's just the way the board fell. No, you tilted the board. You made this happen. You didn't just fall into your lap. You created the scenario by making the trade because your coach, from what you read and what you hear, LaFleur was infatuated with Love, if you will, and he wanted to move up and coach this guy, develop this guy, so they could replace the legend. And if you're a Bears fan, you are standing back and you're chuckling and you're enjoying this because you've got a team in the Packers that passed you last year with their first-year coach in his first season, and now they've created a scenario where there's drama that's going to have to be dealt with, and there's things that they didn't get better on the field because they lost a tackle, they're not any better at wide receiver, and they didn't get the weapons for a quarterback that has been a thorn in your side for the last decade or so.
Do you think that the Bears hierarchy was kind of laughing like Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy when that pick was made?
Yes. Human nature. Wouldn't you be? Like, can you believe they did that?
that my favorite moment in the draft, I said it when we started out, was when Jerry came on and again, from his futuristic lair, whatever way it was described, his future space lair or from the capital of the that was tweeted out, the capital of Panem from the Hunger Games. Like, it looked so ridiculous. And then you get half of Mike McCarthy's head, and then he kind of gets his face in it, and then the two of them are just like, ah! They were so animated, and the comment is made right as they go to the pick that you don't laugh like that unless it's a skill position player. You don't have that smile on your face unless you feel like you've... And they get CeeDee Lamb, who a lot of people have watched play over... My God, I mean, for years that guy's been making unbelievable plays, and now he'll add to the mix as a receiver down in Dallas. No wonder they were laughing.
No wonder they were laughing.
It was so funny. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Let's stick with the quarterback for a second, Mully. Let's look at the quarterback position. We, you know, obviously Jordan Love's off the board. But we haven't really discussed if there is any sort of dilemma, not only with the Bears, but who is the next quarterback to go? Will it be Jacob Eason? Will it be Jalen Hurts, who is still there? And a lot of people love all the intangibles and all the things that he offers. And then you have Jake Fromm, who's probably third to me on that list, and yet he offers a lot in terms of game manager. He's got a high football IQ. Do you expect all three to go in the second round, or who will be the one unlucky to fall into the third?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, David. I, you know, at this point would kind of imagine all three would go, to be honest with you, because I think that it's worth taking a shot. But if I had to pick one that was going to fall, it would probably be, and it's hard to say this because, as you know, Jacob Eason lost his job to Jake Fromm, and that's why he left Georgia. And it's just an irony there. But we've seen that happen before. I think Fromm might be the guy that ends up falling because of the concerns about arm strength, because, you know, as smart as he is, as good as he's done on the board, I mean, doesn't Jalen Hurts, there are people that just love Jalen Hurts, and, you know, you want to talk about a winner, that is him all over. So the fact that the guy that beat him out is it went number five overall in Tua. So, I think Jalen Hurts gets drafted in this round, and I think that maybe people are taking Eason over Fromm. So I would imagine it'll be two, could be three, but all those guys will wind up in the league, and they'll all find a place for themselves. And again, you know, when you start talking about quarterbacks, when you talk about wide receivers, those positions in particular, it has a lot to do with scheme, has a lot to do with fit, has a lot to do with the weapons around them.
You know what would make me laugh hard this weekend or tonight is if the Bears pull a Packers, if Pace pulls a Gutekunst, and he drafts a quarterback that nobody expects him to draft, and we're talking about all these needs and all these, you know, holes on the depth chart, and what if he goes and there's Jacob Eason is on the board, and he picks him because, you know what, he's there, and you can never have enough quarterbacks, and he's never really drafted the right one. And he says, well, hey, look what the Packers did. I mean, it would be the same idea, and I guess I would be equally surprised.
Okay, let's take that to its extreme then. If he did take a quarterback with 43 or 50, right? Mm-hmm. Who, one of those three guys, if he did take a quarterback, who would he have to not call? Would he have to first not call Foles and then Mitch, or the other way around?
I think Nick Foles seems like the kind of guy that you could do anything to and he would forgive you, right? He would be the guy that would understand your point of view because of his tremendous empathy. But I think Mitch would be ticked. I think Mitch would be really ticked.
And trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
Yeah, he would be throwing things at his TV.
He would have to find somebody to turn the TV off for him if he saw a quarterback get drafted.
But I don't expect that to happen. I don't expect them to take a quarterback.
No.
Do you?
No, Nick Foles is not Mike Lennon. They unfortunately, there's no draft party for him to go to. Oh, he's been through it before. He knows.
Well, before we get out of here, can we just admit one thing, though? As much as this has been fun to speculate and to talk about and to break down, we have no idea what's going through Ryan Pace's head right now. We cannot guess. We do not know. We have not seen him. And what we've heard from him, you cannot trust. So we are very well could be extremely surprised tonight when he picks at 43rd, if he picks at 50th, or if he trades out of both spots.
Well, let me ask something. And I mean this sincerely, and we got to go, so I don't want to create, throw a bomb in the room. But is he the one making the pick? Is this... You know, I know he's consulting others, but is Matt Nagy the guy that's telling him, okay, I need this receiver, not that receiver. I need this offensive lineman, not that one. I got to have the tight end. Who's making the call?
Matt Nagy is demanding to be heard, I think. I think given his personality, given what we know of him, there's no way that his voice is going to be squelched tonight. So that's a very good point to leave with, because this is not just Ryan Pace making this call. This is collaborative with Matt Nagy's voice echoing in Ryan Pace's ear.
All right, stay tuned to The Score all day. Going to be a ton of fun. The draft stuff tonight's going to be a load of fun. We're going to have a lot of laughs with it, and really want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening all week.
Yeah, it means a lot to us, and thanks to our guy Dustin.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm like a person that has a good, you know what.
And of course, Kevbo, thank you, buddy.
A very, very smart, perhaps brilliant man.
And Ray, God bless you, Ray.
Injection inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the line, so it'd be interesting to check that.
I guess. No, it won't be.
You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming.
No, it won't be. Don't do that, people. Oh,
David,
Molly, have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Talk to you over the Bears picks.
Take care.
God bless you.
Yep.
It's Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
This is Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, created in Chicago for Chicago. Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Doctor's Log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt Pure Love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the